Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host,
California,
Shelby Shear, here with
Jason Shear,
who's having some issues saying the word California from his all the numbing he had from his dental visit finally that he went to yesterday. Arizona men's basketball will be playing California.
Do you ever, what was that show with David Duchovny?
Californication.
Do you ever watch that?
No, but it's kind of dirty.
Aurora, did you ever watch that? Good call, because if you did, you'd be grounded.
Yeah, you were like a baby. You don't get to watch that show.
Basically porn.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about that show.
Arizona has a nice early game.
You have an early game at what time on Thursday?
I think 6:30.
Woo!
And then 6 on Sunday, which is weird. Remember, this is a weird week. I believe Sunday is on... I don't know what it's on.
We're really prepared for this podcast.
Well, no, I thought it might have been on a major station.
Network,
but now I don't know.
You mean besides the Pac-12, which is the greatest network of all time?
Well, this one is on the Pac-12, and it's Matt Muehlbach and...
Big Matt.
The dude I hate. I don't hate's a strong word.
Pat Robinson?
Ted Robinson. Oh my God, you actually knew that.
I said Pat.
You said Pat Robinson, which I'm pretty sure is
Isn't it that a preacher guy? Okay, I knew Robinson was involved. Jason really does not like Ted Robinson.
There's no major television.
You got excited. Everyone all excited for nothing. Before we begin the podcast even further, we have a message
California.
From our sponsor. Our daily spending choices greatly impact our lifestyle, what we can do and where we can go, like catching a big game at the McHale Center. Make your plans to enjoy the special moments. At Longview Insurance and Investments, we can help you learn how to make smart financial choices for the future, balancing both work and play. Visit our website at www.longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn more.
FS1.
Oh, no. They have terrible camera angles on TV.
FS1.
That's even worse than the Pac-12.
It's on FS1.
The Stanford one is what you're saying.
With Jordan Kent and Casey Jacobson.
Okay. That's marginally better.
No. Casey Jacobson doing a Stanford game is a nightmare.
Who do you dislike more, Ted Robinson or Casey Jacobson?
I actually dislike Casey Jacobson more because the fact that it's Stanford means that all he'll talk about is himself.
Great.
Somehow.
Okay.
Like, oh, there's Pelle Larsen with the ball. Did I ever tell you about the one time I touched a basketball? And then he'll just talk for 40 minutes.
You don't have to watch it, though, because you're going to be at the game. Anyway, that's a problem for another day. Let's focus on California. California. Cal is usually a weird game. We already know what we're going to say here, but, like, traditionally, Cal is a weird game sometimes.
At Cal is a weird game.
It's at Cal?
No, this game's at home.
I know.
Yes, at Cal's usually a little weird. Before you know it, Joe Pastrnak's attacking Jorge Gutierrez and crazy stuff happens.
I hated that guy so bad.
Crazy stuff happens.
Jorge Gutierrez. Oh, man. If I ever saw him in the street, we're going to have a problem. Fortunately, I'm not going to see him in the street.
Probably but, not.
You know. Is there anything beneficial to having already played Cal at Cal previously before this game that's going to be at Arizona?
Well, we are now officially, Shelby, this begins the, you're now playing the second go-around. Mm-hmm. Besides ASU, which will come around, like, most of these games are going to be the second go-around. So, yeah, like, you know what you're getting with Cal. Now, generally speaking, there haven't been any major scheme changes or whatever, but usually, Tommy Lloyd said in the presser, usually a team is better the second time you face them, and that goes for Arizona as well. So there's nothing that Cal's going to do that's going to shock Arizona. The benefit is, you know, it's probably not as difficult of a scout. Like, you can rely on what you've seen before. You have more to go off of because it's your second game and it's late in the season and all that. But at the end of the day, you still have to put the ball in the basket and all that. So there's benefits, but the thing is, it doesn't benefit Arizona any more than it does Cal.
Okay. What do you recall about the first meeting? Like, go harken back to the first time they played.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Shelby. So what's funny, or it's not really funny, is so the first time they played, if you remember, that was kind of a hint. So that was before the Stanford game. And the defense was not very good. The defense hadn't been that good against FAU. It really wasn't that good against Alabama. Cal, Shell, was the game where they won 100-81. You're like, oh, they dropped a hundy. The problem was they only allowed 26 points in the first half, and they allowed 55 in the second.
Right.
The second half defense was atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
So what I remember is, you know, the first half, you're like, oh, this is an ass-kicking. Arizona's up 54-26, right? I mean, just, this is a no-brainer. This is over. And then Cal, it wasn't really a game. You knew Arizona was going to win. But Cal scoring that much in the second half, and then Arizona followed that with the Stanford game where they let up 100. It was a pretty crazy weekend. They went 100-81, and then they lose 100-82. So, you know, overall, that's the biggest thing that stuck out. The second half still, you know, even though Arizona won that game, you watched the second half, and it was just weird. Like, Cal, Arizona just went from dominating Cal in the first half to just literally not being able to guard Cal at all in the second. So that's what I remember. In terms of individual performances that game, you know, Caleb Love had a great game, 22 points. Umar was killing. But that was the Crevis game. I don't know if you remember, Shelby.
I do remember.
But Crevis dominated that game. He had 18 points. That was the, oh, crap, Crevis needs to play more minutes game. So shout out my boy, Crizzy Crevis.
Crizzy Crevis.
Okay.
You just sit there and look pretty.
I am pretty.
What type of team is Cal?
They're a basketball team. That's kind
they
of
they still the same team that we saw last time.
That's a dumbass question, Shelby. They're clearly a basketball
team.
I'm
reading the question you put there.
yeah, they're
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
I like Cal. They're 8-12, but I kind of like them. I think that when you look at how they've done in the new year, they're very clearly playing their best basketball of the season. They beat UCLA on the road. Remember that game? We watched that game together. It was a horrible basketball game, but they beat. Remember that? They beat UCLA on the road. They came back home. They beat Colorado. They played Oregon tough at Oregon. They played Washington tough, only lost by 2 at home. They beat Washington State, who's a very solid team, in overtime at home, and they just beat Stanford at home. Now, you look, and on the road, they lost to Butler earlier in the season. They lost to USC by 8. They beat UCLA, but they lost to Oregon. So they're clearly not a very good road team. Offensively and defensively, they're average. They're probably a little below average defensively. They don't do anything crazy well offensively. They're 195th in effective field goal percentage. They don't turn the ball over a lot. They are a very good defensive rebounding team. They're actually 28th in the country. They do not force turnovers in the way that they defend. They don't go to the line and they don't foul. I shouldn't say they don't. They don't go to the line very much. Their three-point defense is awful. They're willing to give up the three to guard the two. Really, in general, their defense isn't great. They're 306th in the country in opposing three-point defense. They're 162 in opposing two-point, and they're actually worst offensively. They do play aggressive defense. That's part of the reason why they're not all that good sometimes, is they take a lot of risks. They shoot quite a few threes. They are 78th in the country in three-point attempts and field goal attempts, and they're 69th in percentage. So they can get hot. Their offense is very ISO-oriented. They don't get a lot of assists. They're actually 287th in the country in assists per field goal made. So it's very ISO-oriented, you-do-you type of stuff. But they will shoot a lot of threes. They have no issue shooting threes. So, yeah, I mean, they're significantly better than they were last year. Mark Mattson did a nice job of putting that team together. We'll get to more of that in a second. But they're not going to speed you up. They're not going to slow you down. They're just kind of a decent. I don't think they're bad. I refuse to call them bad. They're a decent basketball team.
Are they like a journeyman kind of team?
They have some older players.
There
yeah.
you go. Okay. What matchup, here's your favorite verb, intrigues you?
Intrigadicho.
Intrigues you.
Intrigar. Intrigar. I don't know what that means.
Are you just making up Spanish?
Yeah. Words? There's one matchup and one matchup only that your boy likes, Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I need in my life to see Jalen Tyson versus whoever the hell's guarding him. Jalen Tyson, if he wasn't on Cal, would probably be the player of the year. You look at his numbers, Shelby,
mm-hmm.
and they'll play him at the 3 and the 4. Mostly at the 4, but when they have Celestine out, they'll play him at the 3. Jalen Celestine has been starting at the 3. He leads the league in scoring at 20 points. He's 18th in the whole country at 20.6 points.
Mm-hmm.
7 rebounds, 3 assists, 48% from the field, 49%, whatever you want to call it. He's good, man. Like, he is. He's a guy where he was one of my guys where when he hit the portal, I really wanted Arizona to add him. Because I thought that he would be awesome. They wound up getting Keshawn Johnson instead, which isn't a bad deal. But he's a guy where they're playing him at the 4 now. And, yeah, I mean, he's just he's Cal cannot win unless Jalen Tyson plays well. Now, because he's at the 4, it'll be Keshawn Johnson. that's not an easy matchup. That's a pretty tough matchup for Kashad. My guess is that we'll see quite a bit of Pella on Tyson. But, you know, in the first matchup, you know, Tyson was quiet in the first half, and you're like, okay, he's not going to do anything. And then before you know it, Shelby, he was 8 of 16 with 22 points and 10 rebounds. He was very clearly their best player. Now, at the same time, Pella had 12 in that game. Keyshot had 5. Tyson outplayed Arizona's 2 guys. But that matchup intrigues me. That matchup, forget about intriguing, that's probably the matchup that really will decide the game. You know, Jalen Tyson is very capable. You know, you go back to the first game, Fardwaz Imac, my boy, big Fardaz. Arizona dominated him. You know, he was a guy that came in. He is literally one of the best rebounders in the country, I believe. Let me look this up real quick. Yeah, he's 7th in the entire country in rebounding, Shelby. What? He averages 15 and 10. He's double figures now, 4 games in a row. Arizona dominated him. 6 rebounds. 10 points, 6 rebounds, fouled out in 20 minutes. I don't know if that'll be the case. Now, I will say this. He fouls quite a bit, right? So if you take a look at his fouls, since the Arizona game, he has 2 games with 4. Then he fouled out against Colorado, 4 against Oregon. When he plays bigs, basically, he gets in foul trouble. That's really simple. I mean, when he plays a legit big, he gets in foul trouble. The only game he was in foul trouble, Washington State doesn't have great bigs. ASU doesn't have great bigs, so he wasn't in foul trouble. Same with Washington. But like the Oregons, the Colorados, the UCLAs, he's in foul trouble. So, you know, those two guys are basically whoever's guarding them, whether it's Umar Krivic or Keyshot, Pelon, Tyson, that's very clearly the most intriguing matchup.
That was a very well thought answer. Thank you.
Standing on business.
Standing on business. What is the path to victory for both teams?
Cal's going to shoot a ton of threes. I don't see how they don't just come out there and shoot threes. Because that's what they do. Like, it's not going to be abnormal if they come out and shoot threes, because that's kind of just what they do. Like, especially in McHale, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, in the first meeting, they shot 31 threes. So, and they went 9 of 31. This is what they do. Every single guy on their team is going to shoot multiple threes. In the first matchup, Amak, their center, had 3. Tyson, 4. Celestine, 4. Jalen Cohn is top 2 or 3 in the nation in three-point attempts a game. He shoots 10 threes a game. Now, to be fair, he doesn't necessarily make 10 threes a game. He shoots 32% from the field. But the problem is, when you have a guy that's going to just throw crap up, you're in a position where one day those will probably go in. And I think we know that a lot of times that one day is against Arizona. So Arizona has to be better guarding the three. It has to be. They don't have a choice. If not, it's going to be a very difficult situation for the Wildcats. If they rebound the ball, because again, Cal's good on the defensive glass. If they rebound the ball like they're capable of, Arizona should be fine. But the biggest thing by far is three. You know, that's it. And if Cal wants to win, it has to make threes. I mean, it really comes down to that. I don't want to kind of pigeonhole the game into one thing, but Cal's going to come out and shoot a lot of threes. And if Arizona doesn't defend it, they could lose and get upset. And if they do defend it, or if Cal doesn't shoot well from three, Cal's going to get blown out. I mean, it really is. It really is that simple, Shelby.
A wealth of threes. Depends on where they go. Should I make a haiku about it?
I don't know any haikus.
They're 5-7-5.
Standing on business.
Standing on business. That's 5.
That's what I do tonight.
That's what I do tonight. That's 6.
Bitch.
Wow. Oh, okay. What?
That works. Standing on business. That's what I do tonight. Beep.
And then you need 5 more.
Always standing.
You already said it though. You can't say it again.
What?
Keep grinding.
Upright my body is.
Okay, Yoda.
Damn, that was good.
Yeah, we gotta work on that third line there. All right, this is the question of the night. What is your prediction?
Well, the spread, Shelby. is 17 points.
Ugh, I do not trust the spread anymore.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Especially for Arizona.
And I don't trust it. And okay. I hate that spread. I do. Arizona by 18.
Really?
We're going to go. Cal doesn't defend, and I refuse to believe that teams that don't defend will beat Arizona. Arizona, 87. Cal, 69.
Okay. I would rather be wrong than closer to right for this, because the spread and the actual score lately has not really aligned very well.
Bread?
The spread.
It sounded like you said bread.
Aurora, well, apparently you need,
yeah, it was bread,
you need hearing aids because I said spread.
I have eight. No, wait. Go ahead.
Anyway, I will say, I'll say Arizona 82, Cal 70.
Shelby standing on business, 12-point dub.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Now let's do a different spread. What spread does Wildcat Authority require to not freak out? 14?
Yeah.
What about a 12-point coast victory?
Yeah.
Like you're up 12 like, early all game.
I'll take that. I mean, they kind of kept... the last game was usually about 10
single
points.
Single digits, it's probably going to be an ugly... And the problem is we don't have an extra day, so now it's an extra day for people to freak out. I need a blowout.
You know what would help people not freak out?
No.
Is if we did a football podcast at some point soon. I have been begging him, we need to do a football podcast. Not all the ducks are in a row, apparently, for Jason to do the football podcast.
I'm trying to wait.
The Big 12 schedule came out yesterday. Do you have any comments about that?
No, because this is a basketball podcast.
You can still comment.
We'll do, you have my word, Shelby. We will do a football podcast Monday night for Tuesday.
Okay, because...
The coaching staff should be completely announced by then. There might be a few things, good news. Might be a few guys coming back into the portal, out of the portal, whatever it may be. You have my word, next Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, I was on my deathbed
you
last night.
You were hurting a bit last night.
I had a crown and it didn't go well
for you me. Did tell me we were going to do the podcast and then you pulled the rug out from underneath my feet, but whatever.
And then I caught you.
You did get me Starbucks, so that was a good thing. All right, fine. I guess football will be delayed.
You know how to end it, baby.
No matter where you are or what you do.
Oh, stand on business. Oh, no, sorry.
Or how you stand on business. You can always bear down.
Look, I don't want to brag, but, I helped Brielle recover from a high ankle sprain in a week and a half.
Yeah, I'm still not 100% convinced that she's 100%
What would have happened if I took care of Kirkreesa against Houston?
I think it was more me this whole time.
A lot of drugs.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.